The first Chevrolet Volt has come to Bloomington, but not because General Motors is selling the car in Indiana. As WFIU's Stan Jastrzebski reports, it took a long drive to get the electric vehicle back to Monroe County, and it may take even more effort to get the technology to take hold.
The Indiana Bureau of Motor Vehicles says there are just 7 Chevy Volts registered in Indiana. When Chris Robb's registration is processed, he will be the first in Monroe County and the 8th overall.
I'm certainly what you would call an early adopter. First in line to get an iPad, the first in line to get the iPhone, no matter which version of it. Every year they come up with a new one, I'm first in line to get that.
The battery technology which runs the Volt is first generation and subject to a limited rollout nationwide. And that's why Robb had to drive 7 hours to Michigan to pick up the car. Craig Richards, the general manager at Bloomington's Curry Auto Center, says he's got about 6 people waiting to buy a Volt when he gets them in stock, but even that small demand may outstrip his supply.
In this model year, we'll probably see 3 or 4. So it's not a real high production car. And I think as time goes on, if there's still people looking for that, obviously they can up production, which they've already upped it once.
So while Chris Robb and others may exhibit high demand for the Volt, it may not be enough to influence General Motors to bring the car to Bloomington, or even to Indiana, any faster.
The true challenge for electric vehicle market in general is really how well they can attract the next tier of individuals.
That's Sonia Carley, a professor at Indiana University's School of Public and Environmental Affairs, who has researched electric cars.
Not just those first movers, but everyday individuals that might actually buy this car as their first car, let's say, or even their second car, and use it for their regular commutes and integrate it, fold it into their regular daily life patterns.
For his part, Robb says he's trying to be an opinion leader, almost to the point of annoyance. Among unpaid advocates of a product, that level of effort is somewhat rare, says DePauw University psychology professor Sharman Tungus.
They don't stand to economically gain from speaking well of the product, and so people trust that information. It's word of mouth. It's much more powerful as a source of information than any information that comes directly from a marketer or an advertiser.
She says that maybe because people like Robb are assuming risk, which might be too much for some consumers to bear.
And maybe that adds to the level of excitement that early adopters have, that they know that they're the first to embark upon what might be a risky adventure.
But the risk to expand electric vehicle technology lies not only with users, but with the areas in which they live. SPIA professor Sonia Carley says that means cities have to have an electric vehicle plan. But electric vehicles are not a significant part of the city of Bloomington's current plans.
It's certainly on the radar.
That's Bloomington's sustainability director, Jackie Bauer.
We want to make electric vehicles a possibility. But given our limited resources, it just hasn't, and given the limited number of inquiries we've gotten, it just hasn't been a big priority yet.
And despite the city's green reputation, Bauer says the state's preferred source of electricity may negate even the best intentions when it comes to reducing vehicle emissions by buying an electric car.
95% of our electricity comes from coal, and there have been studies that show that the emissions from electric cars are actually not better if the electricity source is solely coal.
So the city needs a plan, Chris Robb's friends need test drives, and General Motors needs to make the Volt more available before Bloomington is likely to see many more of the plug-in vehicles on the road. The one constant among the many parties in the discussion is that the necessary convergence will happen in time. How much time is anyone's guess? For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.